Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. After years of hearing about toxic masculinity, it's probably not surprising we're now hearing more about toxic femininity. I wanted to find out more. Dr. Ann Welsh is a clinical psychologist and executive coach and joins me now. Dr. Welsh, thanks for your time this morning.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
I've heard this term used to describe women in a couple of different ways. One is that women use traditionally feminine qualities to manipulate men, or that women are restricting their behavior to kind of fit those stereotypical feminine traits. You know, is this a valid thing, and which one of those is toxic femininity?
You know, I think the much more the second one, right? So it's kind of the counterpoint to toxic masculinity and ways in which we kind of severely police how people perform their gender, right? And so with women, you know, it's a gender norm that is taken to the extreme, right? Using being overly nice, overly people-pleasing, overly perfectionistic. And then it can, again, just like toxic masculinity, be weaponized in ways to hurt other women or men, right? And it can be criticisms or judgments of women that essentially step outside of those norms of what we determine a good woman is supposed to be.
It strikes me that this is a very personal thing that people try to place on someone else.
It, for the most part, it is, right? Where is this term even coming from? It's coming from a backlash to women's increasing power and some, I think, cultural discomfort with women who lead. And it also comes from a misunderstanding of assertiveness. And, you know, when men are assertive, it's leadership. When women do it, it's maybe considered cold. And it's also coming from this place of kind of clickbait politics, if you will, right? We can attack women and make very snap judgments rather than taking the time to question the systems that we're all operating in and that affect all of us.
I think for me, the thing that is a little confusing about this is the fact that maybe for a lot of women, we display different traits in different places. For example, if you know, we're with our kids and we're like the sports mom versus the woman in the workplace.
Yeah, no, I think that that's a great example. And I think the workplace is a particularly tricky one because a lot of the things that we see as traditionally feminine, even though they exist in all people, right? What we call them the soft skills, empathy, and being kind, and that, you know, that's leadership in many ways. But I think one of the things that's particularly tricky is that for women across the board, we are told that we have to be people-pleasing, kind of self-effacing. We have to make everybody else comfortable before ourselves. And at work, that's particularly damaging because it hurts our careers.
So how can both women and men challenge these type of constructs, not just this idea about toxic femininity, but also toxic masculinity?
That's a great question. So for women, I would say, you know, learn how to practice the opposite of what I call the three P's. So perfectionism, people pleasing, and pretending, and really work on, you know, healthy striving instead of perfectionism, setting healthy boundaries instead of people pleasing, and being more authentic to yourself instead of pretending that you are someone else or that you feel a certain way. You know, essentially, in the end, allow yourself to disappoint others or to step outside the lines a little bit and survive that. for men, I would say to help support women in your lives, you can celebrate women's leadership. You can share the emotional labor so that they're not forced to do it on their own. And to think about what expectations am I reinforcing without realizing it? And then I'd even say that organizations like companies and workplaces can help in challenging these things by rewarding honesty and not just compliance, valuing sustainable performance and not martyrdom and burnout, and really expanding the definition of leadership to include warmth as well as strength. We have really good data on the value of warmth in leadership, and we don't necessarily reward it as such. And so really understanding that, again, those what we call soft skills are incredibly valuable and quite hard to teach. And so when we have employees that are and leaders that are using those or who have those, to really reward them accordingly.
Now, I think for a lot of people listening, they've probably heard these terms brought up and kind of weaponized against both men and women. If that happens to you, how do you respond, especially in the workplace?
Well, I think that you have to be, it's a slightly nuanced question in that in the workplace, it may not be an appropriate time to speak up. However, I would say in general, if you can speak up and call out the bias that is in the room, that's a great start. If you're an ally, even more so, please call out the bias, because sometimes the person who's experiencing it isn't safe to do so. And I would, you know, get support outside of that workplace setting so that you have someone else validating, yes, this is true. You know, you're not being gaslit. That way you know what is actually happening. And then circling back, right? If you feel like you can't say something in the moment, to come back to the situation or the person at a later date and say, hey, this thing happened and we need to address it now.
That is Dr. Anne Welsh, clinical psychologist and executive coach. Dr. Welsh, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.